Welcome to Citizens Climate Lobby's Core Volunteer Training Lesson tonight. My name is Brett Cease. I'm going to be your host, and our topic is engaging in grassroots outreach. First up tonight, we're going to have the wonderful Susan Adams, a dear friend of mine, and also the Third Coast Regional Coordinator, talk about tabling. Susan found her way to CCL in August of 2012 when her neighbor asked if she'd be interested in co-founding the first Austin chapter. And since then, Austin's been booming into five different diverse chapters during her time as CCL volunteer before inhabiting the regional coordinator role. She served in many roles, including group leader, congressional liaison, media outreach coordinator, and constituent letter guru. So we're in good hands with Susan tonight. And right after Susan's presentation, we're going to have the wonderful Dave Kane also join us. Dave's been active with CCL since 2014 and was involved originally and throughout now since as both presenter and scheduler. He specializes in mentoring new CCL volunteers who have joined and enjoys helping them come up to speed and fly on their own as presenters. And before working with CCL, Dave founded a company that provided greenhouse gas accounting solutions and environmental pollution analyses to major corporations to help meet the Clean Air Act. He has a PhD in electrical engineering from the University of Washington. So it's an honor to have you as well, Dave, and thank you for being here. I know that we're going to be well-suited with tonight's attendees. So let's just jump right in. And before I pass the baton, just a little reminder, you know, we've talked about our five levers of political will and the climate advocate training. Tonight's webinar is specifically going to be focusing on grassroots, right? One of the most effective ways that we can get congressional action active is if we actually voice our voices as constituents and highlight the concern throughout the whole district. So both of these tactics tonight are going to fall under that grassroots outreach lever. And our goals for tonight's presentation are pretty straightforward. We want to make sure afterwards that all attendees should be feeling prepared to start tabling at their local events to represent their CCL group and to really know where to locate to find all of these resources in community to get started. So without further ado, I'm going to pass it to you, Susan, and we'll run through the agenda of what, why, when, and where to table, preparing to table, tabling resources, connecting with people, and then jumping into a little practice.
The what, why, when, and where of tabling. Well, what is tabling? I mean, it's basically setting up a table at an event or in some heavily traveled spot in order to communicate, connect with folks, and engage them, and ideally get them to take a quick action. That's my favorite part of tabling. Why do we table? Well, it depends on the event. Some events you might table for different reasons from others, but in general, it is to educate citizens and to give them hope and to let them know what we're doing and that there are solutions to climate change and that they have a voice. I think that's a really powerful part of tabling, is to kind of demonstrate how empowered you are. Another thing is to enable citizens to take action. And this is one of my favorite parts of tabling, is to get folks to write a quick letter to their member of Congress, because I let them know that we use those letters during our lobbying meetings to kind of lobby on their behalf and to let the member of Congress know that there's the political will in district to act on climate change. Another important aspect of tabling is to find new volunteers, especially if you just started a chapter or you haven't yet started a chapter and are thinking about it. You can set up a table and have conversations, find some like-minded folks, and have a clipboard there for them to sign up on. Another great thing about tabling is you can use it for your own personal development. So it's a great training ground. It's a low risk. You know, it really doesn't matter if you flub it up. You can practice using your laser talks. You can practice doing engaged and active listening. And so it's just a great opportunity for you to fine tune your talking points so that when you're in a lobby meeting with a member of Congress or with an editorial board or whomever, you sound a little bit more polished. And another wonderful part about tabling that I enjoyed this last weekend is that it helps develop and strengthen relationships between other CCL volunteers, because you guys get to hang out at the table and talk. So anyway, so that's what it's all about. When and where to table? Well, there are all kinds of places to table. Public events is a great one, like the library book fair, a local event, say like a farmer's market. Of course, Earth Day Rally is like my very favorite tabling event of all time. You can, if you're in a town with a university, you can do it at a university-related event. Often there are conferences if you're in a bigger town, so like look out for those. This is one of my favorites, is other groups' events or creating your own events, like having a movie night. And then it's not really tabling so much as like, you know, writing letters on a table, but you know, you can have a movie night, invite people over, ask them to write letters. Sometimes if there's a movie being shown, like Chasing Ice, for example, at a local new theater, you can have a panel discussion, and even in a chapter meeting. Just looking for any opportunity in your community that preparing to table. So what do you need? You don't really need that much, but before you begin, you need to get permission or register. So once you've identified a nice place to table, say a farmer's market, then you need to contact that farmer's market and see if you can be there. And some of these places will require you to register. It's always a good idea to let them know that you're with a 501c3, that you're a nonprofit, and then maybe you'll get a break in price. Then once you've gotten your permission and you need to find out what is the size and dimension of your booth. Like, is there going to be a table? Will there be chairs provided? And not all places provide these things. So if you need to bring a table, it's good to know that in advance rather than showing up and not having a table, which I've done before, and it is much less fun. What sort of event is it? If it's outside, well, then you might want to think about bringing a shade tent, or you might want to bring some paperweights to keep your collateral, you know, from flying away in the wind. Is there power supply? If you're interested in trying to sign people up at your table, like having a computer there where they can immediately join CCL, or if you want to be looking up their member of Congress or demonstrating the carbon fee and dividend calculator, then you might want power. Delegate responsibilities. And this is kind of key. Of course, if you are a group of one, then you can be responsible for all the things. But it's handy if you've got more folks to work with to have somebody that's in charge of coordinating the event. Make sure that you've got somebody who knows that they're in charge of setting it up. Make sure that you've got enough volunteers to cover it. It's not much fun to table all by yourself, so I would recommend always doing it at least as a pair. And then having somebody who's responsible for tearing down, cleanup, and making sure that all of the sign-up sheets and letters are taken home someplace. And then you need to have somebody afterwards who will process all of those things. So it's really awesome for Dallas this weekend. They got 500 letters, but now somebody has to go through all 500 letters and look up the member of Congress. So it's important to like schedule that in and know that that's going to be a responsibility after the event. Tabling resources. So the stuff that you must have to table, it isn't actually that much. It's handy to print out some sign-up sheets, and we're going to be pointing you to those resources here in a bit. It's great to have clipboards. In fact, you don't even need a table sometimes. You can just bring a clipboard. For example, if I have a Girl Scout parents meeting, I love to harass them immediately with a clipboard with a letter on it. Oh, why don't you write a quick letter to your member of Congress? So clipboards are very critical. Pens, of course. Name tags are handy. That makes it easy for people to know who you are. And it's handy to have things like the informational call. It's like a little quarter of a page flyer. Just a little quick handout. Some folks, when you approach them, will be like, maybe, you know, but they'll want some more information to take away with them. And that's a small, quick, easy one. And then, of course, an action for people to take. As you might know, I am really kind of psychotic about collecting letters. And because it's just a really easy ask, most people are really happy to do it. So that's the action I usually have for people to take at a table. Nice to haves. A banner is very, very nice to have. I would say it's almost essential to have. It's nice to have maybe a printout of your accomplishments. For example, you know, it can really impress people to let them know that we've had, you know, 75,000 letters written to members of Congress last year, you know, CCL National, things like that. A call to action, stand-up frames, you know, you name it. It's nice to have things displayed for people to look at. For handouts, we have great brochures. We have a really beautiful new brochure. You might want to have a stack of those. Fact sheets, dividends. Cookies are actually a very big favorite of mine. I love to use cookies at my booth because not only does it attract people, but I'll have a sign that's like, free cookie. It's a kind of bait and switch. Free cookie if you write a letter to your member of Congress. And so that way, you know, I feel a little less shy about asking people to write a letter to Congress, and then they get something for their efforts. So that's kind of a cute thing to do. And it's good to have activities there. Like if you have a coloring book, for example, and somebody's got a kid, or if you have coloring pages, their child will be coloring away, they'll be busy, then you can talk to the parent, or you can have their parent write a letter. And then you can bundle up those adorable pictures and bring those to your member of Congress as well. So I think that's a fun thing to have. Et cetera, et cetera. Tablecloth, canopies, paperweights are very key, duct tape, clips, anything you can think of that you might need to glue things up or hold things down, like a laptop or tablet, like we mentioned. Some folks will set up a laptop that's playing we have a 2-minute carbon fee and dividend video, and they'll just like play that in a loop, and folks kind of like to just watch that. And think about the occasion. For example, if you are at a science march, which we just had last weekend, you might have some collateral that's like right around climate science. For example, this cute one, it's warming, it's us, we're sure it's bad, we can fix it. So, you know, think about the handouts that might be associated with the groups that you're tabling for. This is the ubiquitous Brett links slide. There's lots of resources on the community. There's a wonderful table at events page that kind of outlines all the steps. Here's a link to the sign-up sheet that you really should have at any tabling event where people can sign up for more information. The CCL constituent letter, which is just these letters to members of Congress that we'd love to have at tabling events. The new improved introductory call flyer, as well as our gorgeous new flyers, brochures, and those fact sheets. We also have links to the banners. So, you know, all of these things you can, if you have a local print shop, you can send them there and have them printed. If not, there are online places where you can have the banners printed. It's all set up for you. So it's easy as pie. You just need, of course, money to do it. And on that front, I would suggest like passing a hat at group meetings so that you don't wind up paying for all these things because it can get expensive. CCL leaders letters. So that's endorsement letters. Connecting with people. So this is one of the key parts of tabling. And I love this quote from Theodore Roosevelt. Nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. And I think this is beautiful advice when you're tabling, is to be interested in the people coming to the table, not interesting. So you don't need to hit them with everything you've ever learned about. I mean, you're going to want to because you've been studying your laser talks, but you want to make it a positive experience for them. You want to listen more than you talk. You know, you do need to prepare by reading up on some of the key laser talks, but you don't need to worry about it because this is not a test and you're just going to do your best and be yourself. Find your comfort zone and then just speak conversationally. One key thing is to not sit behind your table, but to stand, and even better yet, to get out in front of your table and mingle. I like to stand up in front of the table with my clipboard, with my letter on it. And, you know, you can either reach out to people and talk about what we're about or about our nonpartisan approach, or you can just be like, hey, do you have time to write a quick sentence or two to your member of Congress about climate change? And then from there, the conversation gets rolling. And this is a really good point too, that sharing solutions is giving a gift of hope, a key to action, and is a path to a global solution. So you're going to find a lot of folks feel discouraged, and you know, you're going to want to avoid the dire, frightening messaging about how, you know, bad climate change is. I mean, you can talk about that with them, but I think the idea here is that we're talking about solutions and we're talking about the positives of carbon fee and dividend, that both parties can support it, that there are lots of great direct benefits, but there's also a lot of great indirect benefits, that it's simple, that it's fair, that it's global, that it's just a beautiful market-based solution. You can talk about how we offer all these great trainings and resources, because folks can sometimes feel a little intimidated. I'm sure you don't know that feeling, by all there is to know and learn, and you know, just to let them know that CCL is there to support and help empower you. And then at the end of a tabling event, it's a great idea to debrief and review how it went. You know, what worked, what didn't work, what might you do better next time? What did you forget to bring? What would it be nice to have at the next event? Key learnings. So practice. You can practice your carbon fee and dividend laser talk. Look over the REMI report. Review the CCL values that were grassroots, nonpartisan, positive force for change. And then get your logistics covered. Make sure that you know who will be where, when, and that you have all the stuff. And when you get there, have fun. Be a conversational, be yourself. Don't freak out. It's no big deal. Connect on values. And that's the thing. That's part of being yourself. You're there for a reason. Other people are going to connect with you for the same reasons, because we all share common values. And this is also very key, because what's the good in tabling if you don't follow up with all the people who signed up on your sign-in sheet? So follow up with potential recruits. And ideally, you would do that within the first 48 hours. I know that that doesn't always work with life, but it's kind of nice to go while you're still fresh in their mind, give them a call. Best or email is better than nothing.
I'll be the passerby here, Susan, and you can just kind of introduce yourself here. So I'm just Joe Schmo, kind of walking through the farmer's market, and sure. I'm stumbling across the CCL table here all of a sudden. No. Okay. Hello.
Excellent. Hi. I'm Susan Adams. I'm a volunteer with our local group of Citizens Climate Lobby. What brought you out here today?
Oh, I'm just here with my family. We're looking forward to getting to know a lot of the other community events.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I'm out here because we've got a fair and bipartisan solution to address climate change. Would you like to hear anything about it?
Thank you for asking. That sounds actually pretty intriguing. Yeah, I'd love to.
Well, blah, 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 blah. What do you think about that?
Thank you for asking. I think that it's something that I don't know a lot about, and I'm always interested in finding out more. So you seem like you've got a pretty rational approach here, and I'd love to keep listening here.
Okay. Well, is climate change an issue that you're concerned about?
You know, it hasn't been until recently, but I've noticed a lot of changes even in our own community, and I guess I'm starting to look into it.
Well, since you're out here today, do you have time to take a quick moment to write a letter to your member of Congress about your concerns with climate change?
Yeah, I guess we don't have too much time, and the kids are pretty distractible here, but it looks like you've got a coloring book, and you know, this is pretty well laid out, so why don't we just take a moment to try this out? Yeah.
I love it.
The point is that you don't have to have a perfect scripted response. Susan demonstrated active listening, pivoting to make sure that their values and their story was really the emphasis of our conversation, and then invited them in with a quick action like you talked about. So you absolutely nailed it. And at this point, what we'll do here is just kind of pivot. We did that practice, and we can easily practice here at the end with the partner action too. But for now, let's just use either the chat window, or you can unmute yourself.
Well, I want to take a leap from what Susan talked about on tabling. And many of the people that go on to presenting, we'll be talking about presenting day, learn the process of speaking about CCL and its mission with individuals, with presentations, what we call presentations to Rotaries and a variety of community organizations. It's not talking one-on-one as you're doing in tabling, but talking on one-to-many. And so these two approaches complement each other in various ways. I'm part of the Presenters Action Team. It's one of the largest action teams in community. There's over 400 of us that are engaged in this activity. We also do tabling. Last year, we did something on the order of 1,600 presentations. It's about a 30% increase over the year prior. And it's an invaluable way to complement and extend the grassroots that we do in tabling. And I'll explain a little bit why. So this all started about 4 years ago. There was a really good idea. CCL is a learning organization. It said anybody who feels that they would like to present or has experience in presenting, we'll put them on a list. And if there happens to be an opportunity for somebody to go speak at a local organization, well, they know who to contact. And as you can see, what happened, great idea, but the telephone remained silent. And so what we've evolved to in presenting is a much more sophisticated approach. And it really involves what you can see now. We call this the San Diego model, because it's invented by some very innovative people in Southern California. But it's got a back office that we call schedulers, and we have a front office called presenters, and they work as a team. I'm going to be talking about schedulers first and give you sort of the lowdown on that. If you are a presenter or want to be a presenter, One of the things that you can do in your chapter is to look around for someone who will be your scheduler, really an agent that works closely with you to effectively set up the speaking gigs. And by doing so, you can increase the number of engagements by over 100%. It's been proved many times. I'm going to go through the scheduling checklist first before I go on to presenters. And so I'll walk you through the six basic steps. The first is to look around in your community and make an exhaustive list of target venues. And we'll see some of this on the next slide. And it's a list you can go on Google, or you can talk within your various organizations in your chapter. You can put together this comprehensive list. So, Brett, if you go to the next slide, please. Okay. In our area, I'm in the Silicon Valley area. It's a pretty big metropolitan area, but there's some like 40 categories of different groups that you can approach. And so what we do, or what you can do in your own community, go on Google, do some searches. Very often you'll find lists of lists, for instance, all the Rotary Clubs, all the Democratic Clubs. And so you make a list, and you can rank order them, as you see in the next slide, which allows you to basically take a systematic approach to scheduling. You can put together a spreadsheet, or better yet, you can download our toolkit, which is all pre-populated and has examples that you can play off on. And this scheduling toolkit is really a gold mine in terms of organizing the activities. You can see what the San Diego chapter has done to extend out and schedule, but also it provides you a way to interact with your presenters as you plan the year ahead. And sometimes we schedule out almost 9 months to a year ahead in advance for different speaking opportunities. If you haven't guessed by now, one scheduler can handle a panel of speakers. We have speakers that are college students in our chapter. We have senior citizens, presenters like me, and everything in between. All right, so I'll be showing you how to get this toolkit a little bit later. The next is to find contact information. You want to reach out to the leader of that Rotary Club or church group or Democratic or Republican club. And there's a variety of ways to obtain that contact information, as you'll see on the next slide. The information that's particularly important is to, I got ahead of myself, but that's all right, is to get their email. You can often find that on the internet, either by searching on the website of the organization, the Rotary, et cetera, or you can go to LinkedIn, but you want their email, their telephone number, their name, point of contact. Okay. Third step, number three, is to write out a proposal. And typically, this proposal introduces the Citizens Climate Lobby, talks about the opportunity and relationship to the organization that you're targeting, spells out several points that you want to cover, talking about a little bit about why the climate is changing, bit of the science, but not very much. Talk about CCL, talk about carbon fee and dividend, as we'll see. But anyway, a short proposal. And once you send that out in the email, about a week later, this is often the hardest part of scheduling. Go on to the next slide. Call up Lori Smith here, who's the director of sales in her real life at Prudential. She's actually the chairman of the Rotary Club. And you call her at lunch and say, hello, my name is Dave Kane. I'd love to talk to you. Did you get our email about a presentation from CCL last week? Sometimes that is lost in the junk mail. She retrieves it out. But people really do like to talk about their volunteer work. And you'll find that you can establish a relationship with the leader of that organization right over the phone. And see an opportunity and schedule your presenter in there. So calling and following up is very important. and can accelerate your ability to fill out your calendar with presentation opportunities in a variety of corporate organizations. The next is the fun. That's what I think is the greatest opportunity, if you're the schedule, is to go to the show. But sit in the back, watch your presenter, be a facilitator, and you can watch the reaction of the audience as you sort of team together. He's presenting, you're watching, you're by the door, you've got the clipboard to sign up for CCL or write a member of Congress. It's a great dynamic that allows you to gradually improve the presentations and improves the interactions you have with these different groups. And then the last step in scheduling is file a field report. Very often your chapter will have someone responsible for that opportunity. It's a kind of way to make connections and sort of verify with the national organization the contacts that you've made. Okay, so that's scheduling in a nutshell. I want to move on now to the second part, which is the front office. Scheduling is the back office. Presenting is in the front office. And just like we had the scheduling tool for schedulers, we have a tool for presenters. And it's a model slide deck. We call it the core solution deck for CCL. And what it does is it's like a starter kit. And he has all of the essential ingredients for baking a really good presentation. It's updated, it's solution focused, and by the way, that's our big differentiating factor with every other group that talks about climate, is that we really talk about what we can do to solve the problem. It's annotated with notes, all kinds of notes, it's got links to videos, and it's easy to learn. So that's the tool that's available to you as a scheduler, as a presenter, by the way. And the first thing you do with the model slide deck is to customize it for your own presenting style. This means that for most of us, tend to put a lot of bullets in the slides at first, and as you get more and more experience, you substitute images, pictures. People relate much more with pictures than a complicated set of bullets. And also customize it for your audience. And of course, one of the big dividing points is audiences that are liberal, like a Democratic club, or conservative, that need to be tailored and profiled a little bit for those audience. But more specifically, you're going into a Rotary club. You might have, for instance, a slide that talks about the Rotary model, which is service above self. You might have, in fact, I have a picture in one of my slides of it's Ian Risley, who's the president of Rotary International. He's talking about the need for Rotary to address climate change. But anyway, in our action team webpage, we have lots of information to customize your slide deck. So move on to the next slide, which we'll be talking about. The next three slides are critically important to the presentation. One is the slides themselves are a tool, but they're actually wallpaper. They're behind, they give a context for what you are going to say. And the presentation outline, first of all, is to connect with the audience. Just as you're connecting individually when you were doing tabling, connecting with the audience is critical. If you're able to achieve that, and I'll explain in a moment, it's absolutely going to be success because your audience is going to do all the work. So connecting is the first part, talking about carbon feed and dividend, which I think many of you are familiar with. Our macroeconomic study called REMI looks at the economic and environmental consequences of carbon feed and dividend. We introduce CCL, what it stands for, shows us in action, and at the end with at least one ask them to, well, we'll get to that. But in any case, this is an outline of the presentation. What you're really doing is you're weaving together a story for the audience. And the slides are, in a sense, as I said, really a backup to what you're saying. The focus is not the slides, focus on you. In order to connect with the audience, first of all, tell your personal story. Reserve some time to explain why you're standing in front of this group, why you got involved in CCO, why you got concerned with the climate. The second is to make it local. If wherever possible, bring in observations about what's going on in your region of the country. In fact, sometimes it might make sense to ask people, do any of you in the audience, are you aware of changing climate, changing weather patterns? Engage them right up front. The third is to use facts, not science. And one of my admonitions is to kind of avoid getting into what I call the science trap, getting wound around the axle or lost in the grass roots, trying to talk science. Quote a trusted messenger. I just mentioned a minute ago about Ian Risley from the Rotary Club International. But we could also talk about, for conservative audiences, Secretary of State Schultz. We can talk about Jim Hansen from Client. These are all trusted messengers for different audiences. And then finally, try to identify a value that you share with the audience, such as service and else if you're addressing Rotary. So connecting to your audience is important. And I mentioned previously, the audience will do all the hard work. Why? Well, sociological psychological evidence suggests that people are most influenced when they're sitting in a group of peers. And what happens in a presentation very often is that when you get into a presentation, one or two of the people will start raising their hands. They'll be asking questions. They will be engaged. And some of the doubters, some of the skeptics will look at, I didn't know Jim was interested in climate. Or Susan had a terrific a question, and she's obviously very concerned. And so they get motivated, and they effectively get log-rolled by their own members sitting around them. And so this is a very effective way to complement what we do at tabling when we raise awareness of climate change, actually begin to nudge people towards action. Okay, some rules of thumb. Presentation is just like CCL, respect, admiration, and gratitude. I mentioned the science and avoiding the science trap. And the reason that people can argue about science, first of all, we're not scientists ourselves, at least most of us here. So that's not our strong suit. But the reason people talk about the science, it's really a proxy for other concerns. Why? Because they think that doing something about climate change is going to bring the government in to tell them what to do, or doing something is going to wreck the economy and their jobs are going to be exported overseas. Or if we do something about climate change, it's going to prevent me, the price of gas, I won't be able to take my truck out and go hunting. So there's a lot of proxies, but that's the reason people often try to argue the science. So if you can, avoid that trap. Focus on the solution. As I said earlier, that's our strong suit. I've had people in the audience come and say, hey, that's a really interesting idea. I said, there's one thing take away from our presentation today, is that you heard something that really made sense about the climate. No gloom and doom. The idea that people effectively freeze if with gloom and doom, and all of what we do at CCL is broadcasting hope. And that's really powerful. And finally, avoid complex jargon. And they're saying, well, we have the meta-economic model about this and that and so forth. People just glaze over. Okay, so rules of thumb, and let's move on. Okay. There's enormous amounts of resources available. And if I was to give you a homework assignment, if you're not already a member of the Percentage Action Teams, easy, sign up for this community. It's an active group of people. We have monthly support webinars. In fact, we're having one this Thursday. You can sign up. We're going to have Ross Astoria, who's the chairman of CCL's governing board. He's an expert on many aspects of policy. He will be speaking about an element here which has to do with what we're going to be doing is talking about border adjustments and curing border angst. Anyway, to get into the presenter's action team, go to Connect, go to Action Team, you go and look down the directory and you'll see presenters and you sign right in and the webpage will pull up and there'll be all kinds of options. We have information about a model proposals that schedules can use. We have video training that's available. We have specialized slides that are available to you for presenting to higher education groups, presenting to conservative groups. You can borrow, steal, and embed those slides in your presentation as you begin to build up. So there's a tremendous amount of resources available, and I think that it'll empower you to go out, engage, make effective presentations, and really move people. Okay. This is a core volunteer training presentation. And I always had the question of whether it was, and in many ways, the work that you're doing and getting involved in tabling and then eventually moving up into presenting, I think is a core part of what CCL does. I want to thank you for your time and I'm open for questions.
If anyone has any questions, Dave's contact information is listed there. It's just simply climateguardian100@gmail.com. Susan's again is susan.adams@citizensclimatelobby.org. And mine is just brett@citizensclimate.org. All of these webinars are available. If you're interested in the Learning Center, you can just go to the Core Volunteer Training page. And then you could also instead click on the search bar in the upper right. So thank you for being the movement, as Dave and Susan talked about, and making this transformation possible that our society so desperately needs. We really appreciate you giving your time tonight. We hope you found this webinar instructive, and we look forward to seeing you soon, everyone. Thanks again, and have a wonderful evening.